Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Dating, the entire process of dating, however you're going about it, has to be done in a community of accountability where you have people, you have mentors, you have your pastor, you have people up in your business who know what you're doing, who you're talking to, how you're going about it, that you're treating other people as brothers and sisters in Christ and being serious about the process. So at very least, you're not in a dead-end relationship for 9 or 10 years. And at the most, you're not truly defrauding someone or getting into bad practices that are harmful. I don't want to downplay the need for attraction either. I'm not just saying, just find someone holding a Bible and say you're going to marry them. There has to be attraction there, certainly moving into marriage. But at the same time, I think we've eliminated the need to truly look at deeper qualities from the get-go and say, this is the stuff that's going to matter. When you talk to married people who've been married, say, 30, 40, 50 years, rarely do they say the most important character quality in my spouse is that they're just attractive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really at that point, it's about, are they committed to this relationship? Do they love the Lord? Are they faithful? Are they fun to be with? Do I enjoy being with this person? Those are the things that really need to be looked at very much from the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, is sense of humor, important? Because I don't see a lot of clowns marrying supermodels,
Right. Yes, it is important. But I think it's one of those things where, when you talk to people, they always say, oh, the most important thing is a sense of humor. Well, it's not if you're marrying a cheater. So
Right. You
want to make sure that you have the core things in place. And then, but maybe not too funny people, because then they're just competing against one another.
Yeah. So how does prayer work in all this? Because sometimes I'll talk to people and they'll say, the Lord really told me to marry this person. And then, 5 years later, you find out they're not together. And I go, I don't think the Lord made a mistake.
Yeah.
I think we're sometimes wanting to put our will forward and then just use God as cover.
Yeah. And I think that requires balance as well, because I've seen the opposite happen where people say, oh, well, I don't need to do anything because God's going to direct me to the person he wants me to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, you have to know who you are in Christ. You have to plug yourself into Christ first. And then you go about the business of moving forward. So, just like I tell people, you're not going to say, well, I need a job, so I need to just sit back and wait for God to show me one. You need to get out there. You need to apply. You need to interview. You need to network. Similarly with finding a spouse, you have to be intentional about it. In fact, Proverbs 18:22 says, he who finds a wife finds what is good, not he who sits around assessing women and hoping one's going to drop in his lap. So there's definite intention there. At the same time, you can't just over-spiritualize or approach a woman and say, God told me I'm supposed to marry you. Both people have to be on the same page. You can't just, work in the specter of miracles and act like God's going to put a rubber stamp on what you've already decided. You do have to prayerfully approach that. And look, again, at the objective things. Don't wait for some kind of flashing light or smoke signal or something like that. You have to be able to say, does this person love the Lord? Are they growing in their faith? Are they in a position to marry? Are they humble and teachable? And are we on the same page on a few important things,
Yeah. Like
say kids, calling, that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.